Hello and welcome to another installment of New Retirement Thinking. My name is Sumei Sake. The increase in VAT rate announced in former Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba's 2018 budget speech is still an unpleasant shock for many hardworking South Africans. And even though personal income tax rates were not raised, no inflationary adjustment for the top four income brackets means high income earners will be paying more of their salaries to the government. But how can you use your retirement fund to soften this blow of the budget tax shock? Today in studio, I'm joined by Catherine Barker. She is head of Momentum Funds at Work. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I want to start off by looking at broadly the implications of that adjustment that was announced by the former finance minister, in particular, and how it affects retirement plans.
So administration fees are a VATable fee. That means that VAT gets levied on the administration fees that you do pay for your retirement funds. Then also, if you have a financial advisor, commission is also the commission that the financial advisor earns for his advice, also attracts VAT. So you would definitely then see an increase in those amounts being deducted from your contributions to retirement. Luckily, some like insurance premiums that are linked to your retirement fund and also your investment fees, those are not VATable, so there will not be an impact on those for your retirement funds.
Now, if we looking at those who are thinking, you know, what do we do now? How do we, save? What are the some of the things that they can do when it comes to their retirement funds that they can look at?
So, Mary, with retirement funds, I always believe that you can never save enough. So it's more is always better. Because your contributions that you make to your retirement fund are tax deductible, so that means that when you contribute, your contributions get deducted from your income before the tax due is calculated on your salary. So you can either increase your contribution levels. So we have done some research and some calcs back at the ranch. If you increase your contribution level from 10 to 15%, you can actually increase your replacement ratio that at retirement from 10% to at least 50% just by increasing your contribution levels and preserving your money. When you have a retirement fund, and specifically an umbrella fund, where it's easier because it's linked to your employer, so it's easy to go to payroll to ask for certain adjustments to your contribution rates. You can also make additional voluntary contribution. So that is just if you've got some spare cash or you've just had a bonus, you can then make an additional contribution to your retirement fund.
Mm.
The implication of that is that depending on the tax bracket, your marginal tax bracket that you are in, your take-home pay does not reduce by as much as you're saving. So if you are in the highest income bracket where it's a 45% tax rate that's applicable, if you save 1,000 Rand as an additional voluntary contribution, your take-home pay will only reduce by 550 Rand. So you've actually gained that 450 Rand because of a tax saving by contributing more to your fund.
Mm. You've mentioned, I think this was replacement ratio.
Yes.
Can you expand on exactly what that means?
Okay, replacement ratio refers to how much of your salary can you replace when you retire. So if you are earning 20,000 Rand a month, a 75% replacement ratio says that when you are retiring, you can get an annuity income of 15,000 Rand per month.
Mm. All right, and then you mentioned voluntary contributions and how that can also help. How often can one make voluntary contributions over the period of their employment?
You can make them as often as you want. It is advisable, or I think it's easier if you do it via the payroll. So when your salary gets deducted at the end of the month, it's easier because that then automatically feeds into your IRP5. So you don't have to then have a separate tax directive and statement that you have to then input so that you can get your tax credit or your tax deductibility.
Yeah. Okay. So you've mentioned that obviously retirement and annuities are one of the most efficient ways to save. What advantages do they have over other savings vehicles? For example, you know, some would look at residential property as a means to preparing for retirement. Mm.
I think the main advantage is the fact that contributions to retirement funds are tax deductible. And it's also efficient because in most of employed South Africans do belong to a pension or a provident fund. So it is easy to go and just amend a contribution level. You don't have to actually go get all the effort and take all the effort to go and buy a new product. You can amend contribution levels through your employer, and I think that just also makes it more efficient.
Mm. Are there any other ways that one can look at reducing the tax burden?
Yes, there is. One can contribute up to 10% of your taxable income to a registered non-profit organization. And also, if you are a regular business traveler, you can actually discuss with your payroll and your financial advisor how you can optimally structure your remuneration package to to make use of the, or to optimize the fund, the tax credits that you get from that. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, I think that's important to mention, is that when you change jobs, South Africans are notoriously poor at preserving their retirement savings. Changing a job is almost seen as an opportunity to buy a new car, and actually you'll buy a bigger car, pay off your car, instead of preserving your retirement savings account. When you actually take that money in cash, up to 36% of that can be paid as tax once again. So by preserving that money, you do not pay that tax, and that is just it. Your replacement ratio, as we talked about earlier, drastically improves when you preserve.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back to that. Do join us after this quick break. Welcome back to New Retirement Thinking. My name is Sameh Zaki. If you just joined us, we're taking a look at how retirement funds can help you save money. And with me in studio is Catherine Barker. She's head of Momentum Funds at Work. Now, Catherine, before the break, we were chatting about people who take on new jobs and then miss the opportunity to preserve and improve replacement ratios because they've taken on somewhat a different tack. So just expand on the point of preserving, specifically when you are changing your jobs.
Yes, so when you are changing job, the trend, and actually we've seen that up to 90% of people actually take their retirement savings that they have up to date with the employer as a cash amount to, as we mentioned, pay off a car or do something else with that. Whereas we have done the maths and done some calcs around it and seen if you preserve your money. So what we mean with preservation is that keep your money invested in a retirement fund vehicle, whether that is preserving it in fund with the fund that you were at when you changed jobs, or whether it is actually transferring that to a preservation fund. You are keeping your retirement money intact. You are not paying tax on the cash lump sum that you are taking, and also the power of compound interest, which is interest on interest, that just makes your investment grow so much more. The thing that we've done, as I mentioned earlier, is that if you increase your contribution rate from 10 to 15% and you preserve, whereas you otherwise would not have, you can increase your replacement ratio from a 10% to a 50%, 50%. That is really a staggering difference that it can make to your income in retirement.
So, Catherine, let me put this challenge to you. So I hear you when you say it would make sense to preserve because you could increase from 10 to 50% the replacement ratio. So even I'm getting educated. But what if a scenario was I'd take that that lump sum and I'd pay off, for argument's sake, not the car, but the property, for example. Would that not be one of the ways in which I can improve my retirement?
That is a hard question. So I would actually, in terms of exactly which investment vehicle would be best suited to your needs, I would rely quite heavily on your financial advisor. Why I'm not completely convinced is because when you take that cash lump sum, you can pay up to 36% tax on that lump sum. Whereas had you kept it invested, it would have grown to a much bigger amount. So you disinvesting for every 1,000 rand, you're only getting 640 rand out of your fund. So because of the tax implication, I would think twice before not preserving.
Okay, so it always comes back to the tax implication that one needs to
consider. Yes, it
does. What about members who are not with an umbrella fund? How can they tweak this to suit them?
There are retirement annuities that they could also consider. So this is an individual retirement fund that they could then join as an individual, and they could make their contributions and they as they see fit. So either regularly, or they can put in only lump sums, or a combination of the two, always bearing in mind that there are limits to the amount that you can deduct for tax purposes. So if you earn no other income but your salary, which is most of us, then you can deduct up to 27.5% for your retirement savings, and that's capped in at 350,000 rand. Mm. But that means 350,000, if you apply the 27.5%, it's an annual salary of just over 1.2 million, which I think the most South Africans aren't in that bracket. Mm. So
just an interesting fact, we've spoken about voluntary contributions, but the contributions to non-government registered, Is that something that is well known? Do people, do clients actually take that opportunity up?
You know, to be honest, I only actually, when I delved deeper into this a few years ago, only found out about it myself. So I don't think it's a very well-known fact. I think it would be great if we could make it more known, most market it more on the government's behalf.
It's about education, basically.
Exactly. And I think all these things are about education. So also, coming back to the replacement ratios, there's so much jargon in the financial industry that one really needs to help and demystify these complex terms and break them down into their various elements.
Okay. And then the implications for these South Africans who don't fall under the higher income tax bracket, because essentially that's where the impact's really going to be felt and where, you know, there's room to maneuver. What about those people who don't sit in those high tax brackets?
Their take-home pay in real terms has also slightly decreased because of the fact that the income bracket was adjusted, but not adjusted enough for the inflation in those lower income brackets. But regardless of your income bracket, saving is always the best option, and especially saving for your retirement. It's not only good for you, it's good for the country because it reduces the burden on the state at the end of the day as well. There will be tax deductibility for their contributions as well. So on average, if you save 1,000 rand, on average, your take-home pay reduces by only 800 rand because of the tax credit that you get.
Okay. We'll leave it there. But I guess what you're saying is that with all of this, you still have to consult with your financial advisor.
Yes, no, by all means.
All right, good place to leave it. Catherine Barker is head of Momentum Funds at Work. And that's it from me and the rest of the team. Until next time, goodbye.